Okay. The part I can't shake is that the model can be right and still be wrong.
Yeah, that is exactly the annoying long context problem. You ask something across a huge pile of text, it gives the correct final answer. And then you look at the path, and it's cited the wrong stepping stone.
Which is very rude behavior from software, Cody. Also very familiar. I got in late from LA last night, slept weird, and this morning your coffee maker made a noise like it was negotiating with itself.
It's old, but it has integrity. Unlike your suitcase, which has been sitting in my hallway for 40 minutes like a small defeated robot.
It has product market fit with flaws. Anyway, that's why this paper grabbed me. Longtrace RL is basically saying, stop training long context models with easy junk documents and stop rewarding only the last answer.
Right. The paper is from Nianyi Lin, Jiajie Zhang, Lei Ho, and Wanzi Li at Tsinghua. The target is long context reasoning, especially the kind used in search agents and question answering over giant contexts. The stuck people are model researchers, retrieval teams, and anyone trying to ship an assistant that reads a ton without falling for the shiny wrong paragraph.
And this is episode 439 of our little evidence hoarding hobby. So, obviously, we would pick the paper about models hoarding evidence incorrectly.
Painfully on brand.
The user story is very real, though. Legal search, internal docs, scientific literature, support archives. People don't just need a model that can ingest 100,000 tokens. They need it to find the specific bridge facts and not get hypnotized by nearby text.
Mm-hmm. Their data construction is the clever part. They generate multi-hop questions using knowledge graph random walks over the Kilt Wikipedia snapshot. So the answer path has gold entities along the way. Not just a final label. Then they run a search agent and use its actual behavior to build distractors.
So instead of tossing random Wikipedia pages into the context, they use documents that were plausibly tempting during search.
Exactly. Documents the agent opened but did not cite become tier one distractors, high confusability. Documents that appeared in search results but were never opened become tier two distractors, lower confusability, but still related. That feels much closer to what breaks real systems than random distractors.
Sure. I like that because random distractors are basically training wheels chaos. If the question is about a song credit, and the distractor is a page about, I don't know, a toaster factory, the model can look smart by ignoring obvious nonsense. But production nonsense is rarely obvious. It's adjacent nonsense wearing a little name tag.
Adjacent nonsense is the whole internet.
And half my calendar.
No comment.
Coward.
Fine. The reward design is the other half. Existing reinforcement learning with verifiable rewards often gives a binary signal. Final answer right, good. Final answer wrong, bad. Longtrace RL adds a rubric reward based on whether the response includes the gold entities at each hop of the reasoning chain.
Wait. So if the final answer is right, it can still score higher or lower, depending on whether it walked through the real evidence path.
Yes, with one important guardrail. They use a positive-only strategy, meaning the rubric reward is applied only to responses that already have the correct final answer. That matters, because otherwise a model might learn to spray intermediate entities into the answer and game the process reward while still missing the actual answer.
That's such a Cody concern, and also, annoyingly, a good one.
I accept the compliment in the hostile packaging. Methodologically, I like the shape of it. Entity-level supervision is cheaper and more deterministic than asking another LLM to judge every evidence step. But I'd still want to audit how brittle the entity matching is. Aliases, paraphrases, partial names, and overcitation can get weird fast.
Yeah, and from a builder angle, this feels shippable only if you already have structure. If a company has a clean knowledge graph, traceable search logs, and can define gold chains, then this is not fantasy. If all they have is a swamp of PDFs and vibes, it's a research paper with a very nice haircut.
The swamp of PDFs is unfortunately the median enterprise architecture.
See, that's the pessimism wearing a badge again. But I get it. The paper reports experiments across three reasoning LLMs from 4 billion to 30 billion parameters, across five long context benchmarks. Qwen 3-4b gets an average gain of 5.7 points over the base model, and beats the strongest baseline by 2.5.
Those are meaningful numbers, not magic numbers. I'd want ablations around the distractor tiers, the positive-only reward, and context-length scaling. The paper claims the models become more comprehensive and evidence-grounded, which matches the design, but the danger is overfitting to entity chain-style questions rather than general messy reasoning.
Oh, interesting. My product read is, use this to train or evaluate systems where the reasoning path matters as much as the answer. Customer support escalation, research synthesis, compliancy internal search. Maybe don't pitch it as your universal brain upgrade. Pitch it as making long context models less gullible around relevant distractions.
That's fair. And because they released artifacts, there is an actual build next for once. The paper says code, datasets, and models are at github.com/thu-keg/longtracerl. I'd start by reading the data pipeline, then the reward code, before trusting the headline charts.
I'd start by making your coffee machine kite its sources. But, yes, good paper, real mechanism, not just longer context confetti. Thanks for letting me leave the suitcase robot in your hallway, Cody.